Hello, I'm Joe Vigliotti, Carroll County Commissioner from District 1. Thank you for joining me today. I hope you're well, and I hope you're keeping as cool as you can with all the hot, humid weather that we've had over the last several weeks. And what a momentous couple of weeks they've been, both for our county and for our country. First, there's the issue that everyone is rightfully talking about and organizing against, and that is the Maryland-Piedmont Reliability Project, which aims to run transmission lines across part of Baltimore County, part of Frederick County, and across the entire width of Carroll County. The project is under the auspice of PSEG, the Public Service Enterprise Group, an out-of-state energy company based in New Jersey. The Board of County Commissioners, including myself, oppose the project and will do all we can to prevent it. Our delegation and many other elected officials here in Carroll and beyond also oppose the project. Several thousand of Carroll's citizens are organizing to work against the project. The county and the Department of Planning and Land Management submitted an initial comment letter to PSEG this week, highlighting a number of serious concerns that the proposed power line would have to contend with, such as agricultural preservation, historic sites, mineral rights, the county's public safety and emergency radio system, the airport, public water supply, floodplains, forest conservation, and many more. This letter is important because it will be a better demonstration to PSEG of the series of issues any proposed power line would have to satisfy, including not just county easements, regulations, and interests, but state and federal issues as well. Also, quite interestingly, Delegate Nino Mangione from over in Baltimore County received a letter from Evans & Associates, a law firm which represents Quantum Loop, a data center in Frederick County. As we commissioners and all those across three counties have been told repeatedly, this power line project is urgently needed for data centers and the electric supply. But as Delegate Mangione noted in a Facebook post, Quantum Loop did not ask for this project and says they do not need any electricity to run their data center. Forget the disrespect shown to citizens by the PSEG meetings at the Senior Center earlier this month. Forget the lack of communication by the company. Forget their impersonal approach. Forget their lack of understanding of who we are in this county, and forget their threats of eminent domain. The actual purpose of the power lines is now unclear, as is who authorized them to begin with. These are important questions that need to be answered and go to the heart of the matter. Now, as you may have heard, while PSEG was not initially prepared to host a public meeting regarding the project, the commissioners and our delegation are prepared to do so. We'll be hosting that meeting sometime late in August, and details about that will be forthcoming, but keep it in mind as we move into the next month. This is something also incredibly important to remember. This is our fight as a community. When PSEG comes back with a singular proposed route for the transmission lines, it doesn't matter where it is. We all need to remain united against it, even if it no longer falls near the places that we live. We are one community, and we must keep that in our hearts as the summer continues on. Because once the door is opened, there is no closing it. Any of the 10 proposed routes that are not being used this time will be potential future routes next time. This project is not for us. It will never be for us. The only route that we will accept is no route at all. Now recently, the county's website has been updated to include a dedicated page relating to the project. If you go to the county's website and run a search for MPRP, you'll get the page. The page contains updates, information, links, and also contains important documents such as the letter that Planning and Land Management submitted to PSEG. All of this information is important for citizens to have, and it's also a dedicated move by the county to make sure that we are being as transparent as we possibly can be, letting you every single step of the way what we're doing and how we're going about doing what it is that we are doing. Now, nationally, I want to take just a moment to address the assassination attempt on President Trump a couple of weeks ago. That attempt is categorically unacceptable and has no place in America. Political violence is inexcusable. As Americans, we settle our differences by votes and dialogue, not through bloodshed and barbarism. The campaign rhetoric of existential threats has to end. Anyone who is making fun of the assassination attempt, trying to downplay it or excuse it, or wishing death on anyone, that kind of callousness is wrong and disgusting, detracts from the seriousness of the situation, and only makes things worse. This is a time to rediscover and reestablish common ground with our fellow Americans. Yes, I am a conservative Republican, and yes, I support President Trump, but just because you may vote or believe differently does not mean that we cannot be friends. It does not make you my enemy. We simply disagree on politics, but otherwise we have far more in common than we don't. As a member of the Board of Commissioners, we serve all citizens of this county, no matter how they vote. The lens of politics is not the grand focal sum of the American or the human experience. That said, my prayers are with President Trump, those injured, and the family and loved ones of Corey Comparatore. Last but not least, I want to end on a very positive note. It's time for the 127th Carroll County 4-H Fair, being held at the Ag Center in Westminster from July 27th through August 2nd. It is an amazing experience revolving around the efforts of industrious young people, who are not only the future of farming in our county, but the future of the country. Take some time to drop by the fair and support their efforts, enjoy the exhibits, and have some amazing food. I certainly hope that I'll see you there at some point. I also pray that the rest of your summer goes wonderfully, and I pray that God blesses you in every single possible way. I'm Joe Vigliotti, Carroll County Commissioner from District 1. Thank you for joining me.